A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
Some early indications about how Governor Tim Walz stacks up against his potential Republican challengers in a new poll out this morning. We go to the morning take now. Blois Olson standing by. It is a poll from KSTP, Blois, and you detail it in the morning take today. And it shows that Governor Walz fares pretty well against all comers so far from the Republican side of things.
He does. Obviously, Governor Walz is a known quantity. He's probably been more visible than any governor in modern history with the pandemic and public safety issues. And the Republican numbers, whether it's Paul Gazzucca, Michelle Jensen, or some of the lesser-known candidates, all come in at about 36 to 37% against him. And Governor Walz comes in between 48 and 46%. So within the margin of error. He's leading by more than 10 points with, you know, 10 to 14% of people undecided. And I think those undecideds, obviously, as usual, will decide the race. But, there hasn't been a ton of coverage of the governor's race. There hasn't been debates. Nobody's really run an ad yet. So it's really early. But the indicators of Governor Walz's strength are really in his approval rating. His approval rating is 55%. Well, Joe Biden's is only 48% in Minnesota. And that starts to shape up that Walz is not being drugged down by Joe Biden, which is one of Democrats' concerns for next year. And when you're over 50% approval rating, it's really tough to kind of, you know, not get 50% of the vote. So it's early. We have 11 months to go, but it's always fun to see a poll just to kind of set the baseline and see where we go from here.
It is, and it, I guess if there are any kind of surprises to it, is that the undecided number is fairly significantly high.
It is, but I do think independents are weighing a lot of things. Education and public safety, I think, are at the top of the list. That's what's not in this poll either, is kind of what are the top issues on voters' minds right now. We'll start to see more of that polling probably right after the first of the year. And if, for instance, if public safety is the top issue, maybe Walz isn't as trusted in that. And then, you know, Republicans will take advantage of that. You know, that's hypothetical. But a lot of independent voters live in the suburbs, and Walz's approval in the suburbs is at 66%. And that reflects, you know, a strong base. You have to mess up quite a bit, and that $7.7 billion surplus is going to give Walz a lot of options for laying out a vision for the state.
Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, obviously, he is out and about. He's a prominent person. He likes the media spotlight. He is involved in a crash, single vehicle crash, alcohol involved. He's hospitalized. We certainly hope for the best that he recovers fully. But he gets out a statement saying that he had too much to drink at the sheriff's convention. How much pressure will be put on? He's an elected official. Will there be calls for him to step down, do you think?
There's been some early calls from activists for him to step down from mostly from the Republican side. There's two things. One is, will he step down? Two is, will he run for re-election? I think those are kind of his fork in the road. Mm-hmm. But I was at lunch with somebody. We were talking all about the election. And I walk out of lunch, I look at my phone, and the election for Hennepin County Sheriff changed in an instant. And and I do wish Sheriff Hutchinson well. I hope he gets the help he needs and heals well. But it does change the dynamics of the sheriff's race. So I think it's too early to see what happens, and a lot of that will depend. He does have Jai Hansen, who's announced he's running against him and has started to be very visible on social media about crime, and so I think, you know, there'll be a little bit of a detente in the campaign, but I would guess it'll pick up pretty quickly next week.
Nice use of the word detente. I appreciate that. Here's a question.
You know, we try to roll out those words slowly.
I hear you. Very nice. My question I'm posing to you, and I'm going to get into it later in the show here. What has happened to Christmas cards? Do you still get Christmas cards? I don't get any more. I don't get any of them anymore.
I have gotten 3 in the last 2 days. I am guilty of not sending them anymore.
Yep.
I usually post a Christmas picture on Facebook and call it
Christmas. That's what we do now. That's what we do.
But I do like to get them, and we still have the tradition of taping them up on the wall in the kitchen.
Yes.
And looking at them. And Lily came yesterday, and she was like, "We got Christmas cards? Oh, great." Grabbed the scotch tape, put them up. So we still got a little tradition over here.
I think it's dying away, though, and I'm a little concerned about it. You're right. It's like we post a picture on Facebook, or one, a former colleague of mine and yours, you know well, Edgar Linares, he texted me his Christmas card this year.
Adam, same. I got the text out of nowhere. Hadn't talked to Edgar in months.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, Merry Christmas, Edgar.
We're dying as a society, if that's where we're at. Blois, I'll talk
you know
to
what?
You. What?
You're gonna have time. You're gonna have time in the snow belt the next few days.
Yes.
You get on that computer. You design yourself a Christmas card. You can even put in the addresses, and they mail them for you now, Mr. Carter.
It's easy. It's so easy. We got to do it. Blois, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Blois Olson, The Morning Take. You sign up for it, get it right into your email inbox, and it gives you a good start to the day.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.